Iraq and Yemen, a surplus of strength Syria needs. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. The resistance forces in Iraq and Yemen did not hesitate to support Gaza, utilizing the capabilities allowed by geographic distance. Yemen succeeded in asserting a remarkable presence in the Red Sea, imposing a naval blockade on the occupying entity that led to the closure of the port of Eilat. Meanwhile, the Iraqi resistance, through its attacks on US bases and strikes on the occupying entity's depths, contributed to draining the entity alongside Yemen's missiles and drones. As the ceasefire holds on the Lebanese front and negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza advance, the US-Israeli alliance is moving to wage a preemptive war aimed at breaking the backbone of the axis of resistance. This is being carried out through the offensive launched by Jabhat al-Nusra, classified as a terrorist organization worldwide under the direct sponsorship of the Turkish occupation. Notably, Turkey has done nothing for Gaza, maintaining its relations with the occupying entity, in stark contrast to distant nations thousands of kilometers away, which have no religious ties to Gaza, yet took action. Turkish President Recep Erdogan's moves are inseparable from his attempts to demonstrate loyalty to NATO and his membership in the alliance, as well as his historical colonial ambitions towards Syria and Iraq. He seeks US support for these ambitions in exchange for safeguarding Israeli interests. The drive to overthrow Syria is now explicit, as Erdogan openly declared his aim to reach Damascus. As Yemeni leaders, particularly Sayed Abdul Malik al-Houthi, and Iraqi leaders, including former Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and Popular Mobilization Forces leader Faleh al-Fayyad, have emphasized, Syria is a fortress of the axis of resistance. Targeting it is an attempt to compensate for the occupying entity's losses in Lebanon and Gaza with a supposed victory that would shift the region's balance of power. Iran and Hezbollah have already begun to fulfill their duty, and all eyes now turn to Iraq and Yemen, where the resistance forces possess a surplus of manpower and firepower. While access to Gaza may be difficult, reaching Syria is feasible. The path is clear and open for thousands of fighters who could transform the course of the battle. Hearts are awaiting their arrival.